Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's Monday, March 17th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Thank you for being here. I was off last week for spring break, and I'm happy to be back, and I'm happy it's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm happy the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. It was a rough weather weekend for a large portion of the country. Sadly, the death toll keeps rising, and this morning the latest I've seen is that 40 people lost their lives as these storms passed through the Midwest and South. I read that around 60 tornadoes were confirmed, ranging from Missouri, they were hit hard, Indiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, all over the place. Around 9 million people were under tornado watches over the weekend. Hundreds of thousands were without power, many still are. The winds were just insane. I saw videos of semi-trucks just tipping over. Those winds led to wildfires erupting in Texas and Oklahoma. Very dangerous out there. While the storms moved east over the weekend, I know they were weakening, but still very strong as they move into the southeast and mid-Atlantic today. Be safe, everyone in that area. This Thursday, by the way, is the first official day of spring. To sports. March Madness is upon us. The field of 68 teams for the men's and women's NCAA tournaments were unveiled last night. Auburn is the number one overall seed for men, while UCLA is number one for women. I'm going to link the brackets in the Instagram stories this morning. There's going to be a lot up there. At First Thing Pod on Instagram is where you find all the things I mentioned during the show. Now, a couple stories that you may have missed. First, in football, Aaron Rodgers is officially a free agent, which means he can sign with any team he wants. The going theory is that he's looking at the Vikings, the Steelers, and the Giants, but now there are rumors going around that he is zeroing in on the Steelers. Sounds like an announcement could come soon. Tiger Woods announced that he would not be registering in the Players' Championship due to an injury. He ruptured a tendon in his Achilles and had to undergo immediate surgery. It's not clear what his recovery timeline will be, but this could finally be the end of his golf career. From Tiger to another legend, Michael Jordan is in the news. Kinda, sorta. There's a Cheeto shaped like his iconic Jumpman logo that's currently up for auction. A Pokemon-shaped Cheeto recently sold for almost $90,000, so this craziness continues with MJ. This one's not nearly as pricey, but the auction is still open. I'll post a photo of that if you want to see it. Lastly, tomorrow is opening day for Major League Baseball. Kinda, sorta. There is a game tomorrow, first one. More on that tomorrow. On to some entertainment headlines. First, an update on Gene Hackman this morning. It just came out that in his will, he left his estate to his wife, Betsy, but since she tragically passed as well, it sounds like his kids from a previous marriage might be able to claim it. It's reported that they might be next in line, although Betsy's will said everything would go to charity, so this will probably take a bit to get sorted. In happier news, Justin Theroux and Nicole Bryden-Bloom are married. You might know Nicole from the show The Gilded Age. These two got engaged back in August, and now it's reported that they are married. Congratulations. Jennifer Garner is currently on Cameo. If you want her to wish your brother a happy birthday, you can. She can do it. She's raising funds for California wildfire relief, which is great. In case you missed this one, John Goodman was injured on the set of a new movie in the UK. He's starring in this with Tom Cruise. And while Tom is usually the guy that's doing crazy stunts, John Goodman is the one that got hurt. It's some sort of hip injury. Production was paused until he recovers. And lastly, a health update from Wendy Williams. She was on The View on Friday. It was a pre-taped interview with Wendy. And she said she's sober and she wants to get out of her guardianship. She said it's been over 3 years and she wants her money and her life back. She was recently diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia, so there's really no easy answer here. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's Monday morning, so we'll recap the very slow weekend at the box office. Like, super slow. The new action movie Novocaine took the top spot, but it only brought in around $9 million. Mickey 17 with Robert Pattinson fell to number two. I still really want to see that. And another new movie, Black Bag, was third. All right, I've got a bunch of trailers up in the Instagram stories this morning. A few that dropped last week, a few that dropped over the weekend, but I wasn't here last week, so I'm going to mention them now. We finally got a trailer for the upcoming Lilo and Stitch live-action remake. That's up there. That movie's out in May. Disney also gave us a teaser trailer for the long-awaited Freakier Friday. That movie's out in August. The even longer-awaited sequel to Spinal Tap just dropped a teaser as well. 40 years later, a Spinal Tap 2 is coming. It's called Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. And we got a trailer for the Brad Pitt Formula One movie, F1. That's coming in June, and that's up in the stories as well at First Thing Pod to find all those. In TV news, I'll throw this up there as well. We recently got a trailer for season 2 of The Last of Us, and it very quickly became HBO's most watched trailer ever. 158 million views globally in just 3 days. People love the show. It premieres in a month, April 13th on HBO. Also coming in April, new episodes of Black Mirror. I love Black Mirror. They just dropped a season 7 trailer. I'll throw that up as well. Coming in April to Netflix. We just found out that Ted Lasso is officially coming back for a fourth season at Apple. This is big. Jason Sudeikis will be back as Ted. Landman is coming back as well. That's the Tyler Sheridan show with Billy Bob Thornton and Demi Moore. It was just renewed for a second season on Paramount Plus. And also coming back, Nikki Glaser. It's already been announced that she'll be back to host the Golden Globes next year. Her first go at it was very well received, so they didn't waste any time asking her back. I love that. Lastly, a couple things to watch tonight. First, you got the iHeartRadio Music Awards. LL Cool J is hosting. Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Kenny Chesney, Nelly, they are all performing. You can watch tonight on Fox. Also, if you've been anxious to watch Anora after it cleaned up at the Oscars, you can stream it on Hulu as of today.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. Nandaka by Peak. Nandaka is the product I love. The company is Peak, P-I-Q-U-E. It is a coffee alternative that really has changed a lot for me. I've been trying to kind of find something like this for a long time, and this one kind of found me. You get steady, sustained energy that lasts all day. You're not going to crash in the afternoon, no afternoon slumps. Just clear, focused, calm energy that'll keep you going. I feel a lot better. My digestion feels better. I've been trying to make healthier choices lately, and I really am happy to have this. It's made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms, pure, clean ingredients. That's important to me. If you're ready to try it, if you want to try it, you can go to their website, look around. It's peaklife.com/firstthing, peaqueelife.com/firstthing. You're also helping this show. If you do decide to give them a try, I can get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase that comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on the music here on this Monday morning. First, a story from right down the road here in Nashville. Ed Sheeran spent the weekend dancing on a bar. He hopped up to sing some songs at Tootsie's, iconic bar down on Broadway. I've got video up in our Instagram stories this morning. He also popped up in New Orleans this weekend where he did a little pop-up performance in the street. I will say, he recently confirmed that a new song will be out in April. We're just weeks away, and he's always very good at creating these viral moments when he has something to promote. So we can expect more of this. Keep your eyes open for Ed Sheeran everywhere you go. In other new music news, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton both have new songs out right now. Gwen's was co-written by Phineas, and Blake's was co-written by Hardy. Congrats to Lady Gaga. Mayhem is officially her 7th number one album. That's big. John C. Reilly has new music on the way as well. John C. Reilly, the actor, he's releasing it under the name Mr. Romantic. I like that. It's going to be all covers of iconic songs from people like Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra, Tom Waits. The album's coming in June. In tour news, Katy Perry got a lot of people talking when she announced a new opening act for her upcoming Lifetimes tour, Rebecca Black. She went viral many years ago for her song Friday. And I've said this before, she's still making music and she's gotten a lot better. I respect that she didn't give up on her dream after the world made fun of Friday. Good for her. Now she's opening for Katy. That tour starts in May. Billy Joel just announced that he's postponing his tour due to a medical condition. It's not clear what the issue is, but he's expected to make a full recovery. He had to postpone the tour 4 months. Also, it just came out that the rumors of Harry Styles planning a residency in Vegas were false. It's not happening. His team confirmed that it was never happening. Just rumors. some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. We have officially averted a government shutdown. It was looking like it might happen, but at the last minute on Friday night, a few Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, broke with their colleagues and voted to advance the Republican-led measure. This means the government will be funded for the next 6 months. Schumer, who is the Senate minority leader, said he didn't like the bill, but a shutdown would be worse. SpaceX and NASA just launched a crew up to the space station to finally rescue those two stuck astronauts. They've been up there for 9 months, Wilmore and Williams. And it looks like they're finally coming home. The SpaceX capsule successfully docked yesterday, and it's said that they could be headed home as early as Wednesday. The Menendez brothers finally got their hearing date. They are now scheduled to go before a parole board on June 13th. At that point, California Governor Gavin Newsom will review the case and a judge will decide their fate. Will they stay in prison or will they walk free? We should know at some point this year. In travel news, this is upsetting. Southwest is about to start charging for checked bags. Ooh, it all depends on your status with their rewards program. But yeah, starting May 28th, most of us will be paying to check our bags with Southwest. In food news, there was just a big global survey. Who has the best food on the planet? And it turns out it's New Orleans. Congrats, New Orleans. Time Out just released their list of best cities in which to eat. And yeah, New Orleans claimed the top spot. Bangkok was number two. And Medellin, Colombia was third. And that brings us to the end. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. Today it's a very cool medical story. I love these advancements. A man in Australia just lived with a titanium heart for 100 days. First person to do it. He's in his 40s. We don't know his name, but he's the first person to ever leave the hospital with a titanium heart. It kept him alive until a real heart became available. So 100 days he had that thing. It's being celebrated as a very successful trial. It's amazing. It is now hoped that the trial will expand to 15 patients. And who knows how many lives this could potentially change. I love it. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. A bit longer today. I had to recap a few of the things that I missed last week. Hope you're well. Hope it was a nice week for you. I'm excited that we're starting to warm up a bit here. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Get out there. Don't forget to wear green. Have a great one. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.